I'm very sorry, because I have assigned 12 hours and too many times off track and sidetrack, and you don't know where I'm going and you don't know where you are. And say, I'm sure because when your children come to NYTS, I'll be better by then. So I'll promise that. Let's go on to the John the Baptist. When you look at the Mark chapter 1:4, here the Mark write Chapter 1, verse 4, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. John the Baptist is the last one. He's a conclusion of the Old Testament. Jesus testified. And also John the Baptist, when he preached, the people asked people to repent. And those come to him to be, they all to be baptized. This baptism has a power to wash away their sins, this temporary period of time. So some people ask, in the book of Acts mentioned that those who have disciple, they only know the John the Baptist, they baptize that ones. So they asked them to re-baptize by the name of Jesus Christ, wash away their sins. We understand that once Jesus died on the cross, from then on, everybody had to re-baptize, those even who baptized by the John the Baptist. But until the moment that Jesus died, and those period of time, John the Baptist, his baptism, has to have a power to wash away their sins. But it's a temporary period of time. So that's why here, look at the E, there's those who have received John's baptism, but not the baptism of Jesus, may be saved in the manner of Old Testament saints. I mentioned that. John the Baptist, he himself, he's a very influential person himself, because he set the great example. One of the major key to become a leader is influence. I think it's not a power, it's not something how you it's not demonstrate your intelligence, it's not demonstrate your capability, but it's influence. So influence comes from the characters. And also the person themselves, their life. And so here mentioned that influential person. John the Baptist came, he doesn't perform any miracles, but many people already being attracted by his messages. I think at that time his message is not that much of complicated. It's a very simple message, but then the voice out of his mouth is very powerful. So even he cry out out of the wilderness, people come to him. It's not a John the Baptist that he just go to the knock the door. You have to repent, and you have to repent. It's not that way. But he just cried out from the wilderness, but because of the Spirit of God, work with him. So the people actually come to him, to listen to him and to baptize. So nowadays, the best way to preach the gospel, I know, because we can say we can knocking the doors, but people misunderstand. Then they think we are the follower of the Jehovah Witness. So it's better not to knocking the door. Now they knocking the door, then who knows, there is a, you know, the vicious dog there that you can be bited. So it's, you know, it's anything happen. Now also, USA have a gun, so they bring out the guns, you know, it's happened. So it's knocking the door by door may be helpful, but for us, we have to rely on the Spirit of God. If God give us a power of the Holy Spirit, then Holy Spirit really attract to the people. I have noticed in Dallas, they pray for the church, those all the council, and for a while. And people actually come just passing by the church. They stop by the church and come to the church. And some of them, that's how they believe in God. Yeah. So we understand as preaching the gospel is we have ourselves to be the person to be influential person. Then and Spirit of God help us then naturally attract the people into the salvations. When you're in a workplace, you as a sure a good example, and people know that you're Christians, but then you are Christian, but they can tell naturally your actions, your thought, your idea, where you talk and you behave can tell this one is really different. Then people attract to you. Then naturally they ask you, what church you going? True Jesus Church. What is the truth? Because nobody knows True Jesus Church anyway. So if you say Presbyterian Church, then, oh, Presbyterian Church. A Baptist Church. Oh, Baptist Church. Even though they do not know because they heard many times. But the True Jesus Church, then anyway, they don't know. Then they start to talk about little by little. So preaching the gospel, if our behavior it's not that good, then they talk to the people, then they never be influenced by us. So the influential, become an influential person is very important. This is the way we attract the people, lead the people into the salvation. Salvation is not just come from the John chapter 3 verse 5, you know, and then Mark 16:16, and then the Acts chapter 2 verse 38, and then open it, and you have to baptize, you are not to be saved. But look at the people, look at what you're doing is not what's supposed to be Christian doing, then this church has something wrong. Things to, they know how to bring up the Bible, but action is not follow up. Better not to go to this kind of church. So you have to, it's important thing is our natures. We have to build up the Christian characters. So leader is the one to let the people can naturally follow. And husband and wife, same thing, right? And we cannot be, I'm husband, so wife, you follow me. You know? I'm the head of the house. And but if there's no any characters, the wife cannot see the any kind of image of Jesus and image of us as a Christian, the wife right away say, you are not the head. God is the head of a family. Indeed, God is our family, but it's a husband acting as a right person to influence the wife and children. Naturally, wife follows. But then if it's not, then it's trouble. So influential person, it comes from the true leadership. So John the Baptist, he knows how to handle himself, to prepare for himself, to cried out to the people. So people come to him to be baptized. And also what his good nature is, he understands. Once Jesus come, then he knows he have to disappear. So he knows the timing. It's important. Once we have some work, then we have to find out when we appear, when we disappear. It's a very it is a wisdom. You know the sportsmen, when they are they always find out the right moment to retire. Once they are very good, everybody then they say, oh, I can do more and more. Just 30, 40, age 40, and then they always be defeated by the opponents. And then you raise and nobody that much. Already it goes other people's attentions. It's too late to retire. When he claimed to retire, nobody that much attention. So it's they really find out the right time to retire. for us is there's no such things. We have to work for God for our life. What I'm saying here is timing is important for us. When you work for the Lord, God give us a time that we work for the Lord. And then we are servant of God. We do not be praised by the people. We do not be glorified the people. But we just disappear. Once we finish our work, then we just pass on. And later on, you come to, I hope many of you to come up to work for the Lord. And then hopefully that time, so you are the one, a major person to serve the Lord. I am the just next there. You have 12 hours assigned and I'm 2 hours assigned. Then I can pray for you that time. So, so that's good that way. And so we have to, we have to build up in this way. You know the Jonathan and David, they're very good friends each other. But why they become a good friends? But they, because they do not seeking for who is the better. Because they seeking for who is the next one actually. So Jonathan, as a Jonathan, he's supposed to get the kingship after his fathers. But when he met the David, he understands this one is the one take over these kingdoms. So he doesn't want it to be a king, but he wants to be the second. He clearly talked to the David, you are the one first, I am the one next. Clear. That kind of love. But at that time, even the position that Jonathan is actually higher than David, at that time already expressed to him. And also, Jonathan really take care of David. So protecting him and speak for him to his fathers. Even this one time is the King Saul, he really get mad, trying to even kill the Jonathan too. Don't you know that he is the one to come up to kingdom, take this kingdom, actually it's your positions. But Jonathan doesn't as consider, it's not stirring his heart. He knows this is the supposed to be. So that is a wisdom, and that is a true virtue. We can say true characters. Of course, Jonathan died on the last battle, because I think in this way is way to fulfill the God's will. Sometimes we do not know why things happen. Jonathan is a righteous person. Jonathan doesn't do anything wrong. If you look at the Bible, he's the actually one moved by God. Actually, this one's, but. But then the God chose David according to the prophecies and also in his will from the way, way back in the time of when Jacob blessed his 12 children. At that time already prophesied with a blessing to Judah. So it is a way to come true to the way. The Jonathan is to be one at that time just consider it's his death is an innocent death. But from the God's point of view, death and also just a life, it's up to God. It's not for it's not a calamity, it's not a disaster for him actually. For him it's a blessing. So, yeah. This is also sidetrack, so I'm gonna come back. And then you look at the John chapter 3, verse 30. Let's look at the John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. I like the statements. He must increase, I must decrease. Person wants to get the fame, or person wants to have a capability to continue success in this world, or even in the church too. But the human nature eventually wants to holding this kind of position and this kind of fame continue on. That's the human nature. You know, once the people, those who stand up the stage, they continue to seeking for this kind of fame continually. But the same thing, that's what human nature desire. But John the Baptist, he knows when the time to increase or when the time to decrease. He knows that. This is a great virtue, son. Yeah. This is how we can be true respect come from this kind of understanding. So I hope that you and I, we get this virtue and this kind of understanding and wisdom within us, that we can be truly the person can influence to the people to as gain the true leadership, which is came from God. Number four is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than him. If you look at the Matthew chapter 11, but this time I think when he was in the prison, he's quite considered he struggled himself. And during this time he was in the prison about 2 years around, and it's nothing happened. He has a certain expectation from the Jesus Christ. Since I since I just keep bothering the king, so king put him. And King Herod put him into the jail, and he knows now. He heard that Jesus start to work. That means his work is done. But then, what the Jesus have done outside is not what he expected. He thought that he's the Almighty Power. He knows it came from God, so he can do something really happen in the land of Judea. But not that much of working. Not that much of happen. So he started to doubt about it. That's why he sent his disciple to the Jesus. Is that you are the one to what we supposed to expect? And he just mentioned that. And then the Jesus explained that. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 11 from verse 3. And say to him, are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else? We can see from here that he's a doubt heart. At the beginning, he has a strong convictions. He even testified when he looked at the Jesus, look at the sacrificed lamb. He understood that this is the one that we're waiting for as a savior. But when he was in the prison, his heart is eventually to shake, wave his faith. There start to doubt about this truth. And then Jesus talked to the one who came to him to ask Jesus, and telling them, go and report to John what you hear and see. And so the verse 5, the blind receive sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers cleanse, and the deaf hear, and the deaf rise up, and the poor have the gospel preached to him. So he explains, and this is the evidence. This is what I have done. So telling him, I am the one really that you expect. That's what he meant. And the verse 6 and Jesus talked to, I think he's a disciple here also. Blessed he who keeps from stumbling over me. And so later on, if you look at the passage, on the way down, to according to here, chapter 11, verse 11, truly I say to you, among those born of woman, there has no arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The one that Jesus mentioned about this, how we can understand this passage, because of John the Baptist, you are the greatest, but because you belong to Old Testaments, you cannot be the greatest. You are the even lower than the least one in the kingdom of heaven. How we can understand this passage? Once we summarize it from the chapter 11, from verse 3, those who believe in God, even though like a greatest one, like a John the Baptist, but even such a great man, if this man start to doubt about the truth, doubt about the Jesus Christ, then this one even cannot be the least one in the kingdom of God. So with a doubt heart, you cannot enter the kingdom of God, which is this way we can understand. So anyone, there's no such a person in Old Testament, the greater than the John the Baptist. But John the Baptist, If you still have a doubt, in this way, you cannot be the greatest one, which means. So, you know, the faith is faith is to truly trust in God, and we rely on God, and upon the rock, which is our Jesus Christ. And so we even, I wish that even though I myself at least in the kingdom of God, I hope I can get into there, make sure, then I just thank God. That's my wish anyway. So there's no more than that. I just go to kingdom of God and I thank God. Let's go on to the next one, Sam. Preachers of a heavenly kingdom, the disciple of Jesus. When Jesus selected 12, I'm sure Jesus know that one of them is a Judah. Jesus know that this one can be the forsake Jesus, but still he select the one. And also when he select the all 12, he never look at the person's education levels or the person's how. That person's other things, Jesus never concerned about those things, but according to the persons. I think when I look at the Matthew, when Jesus called the tax collector Matthew, at that times, the Matthew's heart already repent. That's why Jesus called him. My understanding is, so it's not just. Of course, he continued doing the things like as a tax collectors, but his heart, he wants to change. Just like as Zacchaeus, his heart already repent. The only thing is that he meet the Jesus to completely to turn over himself. So most important thing in front of Jesus is to repent our heart, to be ready to receive him, to be called by him. Training the disciple, our church will continue to training our just like this kind of NYTS as a SSC and spiritual convocations and all this religious education. This is a purpose as a training our disciple. Disciple is not only the minister, but each one of us, we are the disciple as a Jesus Christ. Prerequisite here is to love God more than family member. Definitely, it's very important. God is the head of a family. God is a priority and among anything else in this world. So that is, we need this true heart. We can die for the Lord. Yes, we can go for it. And then God can help us, our ministry also. I mentioned the deny ourselves or carry our cross. Following the Jesus Christ is not that simple because we have to carry the cross, but it is worthwhile. And it's not for our glory, but glory for God. Sometimes some people say that God is very selfish because he wants to take all, but actually not. And once we glorify God, then actually turn back to us. Have you ever experienced when you praise other people, then praise come back to you? When you criticize others, also it come back to you. So you have to know that. So it's a glorify God. Remember, don't think it's just only all the glory to God. You don't have to expect. God will return to you. Actually, double and more than double fold, tenfold come back to you. So everything just put onto God. This life is short. The most important thing is to put on the righteous crown of righteousness, exactly what Apostle Paul waiting for. Then that's fine. And then obey his commandments. There's no any exception. 10 commandments. Make sure we keep these 10 commandments. Once you set the boundary yourself, this is my boundary, 10 commandments. I want to keep these commandments for my rest of my life. Then you can be successful Christians. Keep the commandments. And bear more fruits. We have to bear fruits. Otherwise, we all be withered from the roots. We heard about the fig tree, right? We are not the one to be cursed by Jesus. And we are the one who bear the fruit to be praised by God. Reward. I just only reward. I want to go to kingdom of God. The rest of the rewards, okay. No, abidance with God. Then that's great. And then we go to, we finish the 8. Finish and then 9, and Sermon on the Mount, pretty much covered the last night. Because there's a member, then I have to moderate. So last time I kind of just leave it down. And then let's we go to the 10 first. I want to go back to the later. The last hour, I want to go for this one. And then this one, I want to go first. 10, 11, this one first. People outside the gate of heaven. Most pitiful one is the one who just right outside of the gate of heaven. If you're far distance of the heaven, that's okay. You know, you deserve it, so you are there, so who cares? But you are close to the heaven, but you're just outside of heaven. Oh, come on, this is a really saddest one. So just like a Pharisee, so think about entire their life, they study the Bible, they memorize the Bible, but Jesus says, you are the children of Bipher. You know, you're the children of Satan's. And so far in my life, I study the Bible, I say God, 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 Yahweh, Yahweh, and Adonai, then suddenly you not belong to here. Then how sad is it is. They go to the temple of God. And think about, they fast many times. If I don't go to heaven, I better eat every meal. Don't you think? Well, at least I can enjoy, you know. But these Pharisees, they every week comes and Thursday, they have to fast. But they cannot go to kingdom of God. Outside of the gate of heaven. That's a pitiful. And then, so here, let's look at it. Well, the Pharisees means that the separated one. Separate one is actually is a good sense, positive way. It's a very good sense. Separate from sin and separate from this world. But once we little turn to the negative side, separate one is not the good one. So it's come from their pride and it come from their arrogance. It's like that, and when Jesus come and they have a very strong jealousy because they are the leader. People supposed to follow them. People supposed to listen to them, but didn't listen to them, and didn't follow them. So they trying to get rid of the Jesus, and at the same time, they do not show the true concern and love to the people. They want to from the distance the people. They want to show this way, they are the holy. And that's their way. So that's the misunderstanding of the separated one. Because this one, the building up, you know, the Nehemiah and Ezra at that times, when they come back from the Babylon, they rebuild the temple and war. At that time, the spirit was very good. And God is with them, and they build the temple and war. But that they makes the excessive way to, which means that the excessive way to approaches, which is God is wants this much, but they add on more and more themselves. So people to understand is keep the Sabbath to holy, then that's enough. But what happened is they trying to make a law, more law. You cannot step certain step you walk, then this considered as a labor. That's why if we go to Israel, the Sabbath, the elevator, there's a, we're supposed to touch, right? that this considers a labor. Touch is this labor. So Sabbath you cannot touch. Oh my. So because that's how they build up. So people start to once you same thing like once a screw, you tie it up. Until tight enough is good. But one ton more, that means it's a bad actually. It's not strong enough. Because human nature, sometimes we can have a, we know, we're trying to create more than what God wants. So that's how we want to prove ourselves. We are holy. That we are better than others. That kind of things turn out to be sometimes, turn to be as the build-up, as a traditions. Then that becomes a, become a later on. At the beginning, as with the great intention at the beginning, but it turns later on turn to be bad, then it starts the problems. Yeah. So when they have a fast, they want to show up to other people. Yeah. Then that's it's a problem. And that's why the Jesus, when his attitude is, he just be like others. When he wants to pray, he wants to be alone. To himself to pray. Be just natural himself, but still he was very strong. He doesn't want to prove anything to other people who he is. But naturally coming out from him is full of authority and power. So we can as the Pharisees. Pharisees do everything. They have a fast, they keep the Sabbath, they offer that one-tenth of offering. They did everything. They always walk around the church. Not church, they're not temple. They did everything. But they are not inside of the heaven, but the outside the gate of the heavens. And this is telling us we are the true Jesus church. Our salvation is come from the solely come from the grace of God. It's not our deed to save us. It is the love of God. So when we do our best. Show our truthness from our heart, but do not be too excessive way. So that end up to we can think, our nature as a human brain easily to be once fixed, then naturally, without knowing us, if we isolate ourselves, then what happens is we can start to look at others to distance. We can move up ourselves. That's the nature. So we have to avoid that. We have to be very careful. So we do not follow the righteousness of the Pharisees, but with the humble heart, we can just follow all the commandment of God. That's why here the B1 says we must exceed their righteousness to be saved means we can do what they do, but what they're doing is not what their heart. They're doing we have to do from our heart. But they do this kind of things not from their heart, as only appearance. So what we do, what they're offering, we have to offer to God. They keep the Sabbath, so we have to keep the Sabbath. But way to keep the Sabbath is not according to their way, but from truth way. When the Jesus, he many times he healed other people's, and he doing the good things on the Sabbath. This is what the Sabbath supposed means. And they bring he come to the temple of God, and bring the scriptures, read out the people, and explain the people. They encourage the people with the word of God. All this is the Sabbath. But the Jewish the Pharisees' point of view pinpoint this is wrong and that is wrong. But it's not the right way. So Jesus even keep the Sabbath. We have to keep the Sabbath. We offer the tithes. We stay in the temple. We have to fast in prayer also, but with the true manners. So exceed their righteousness. Nicodemus and Gamaliel and Paul, all three of them, this is wonderful leaders, of religious leaders. Nicodemus, when John chapter 3, look at it, he came at night to come to the Lord. He wants to confess. He wants to express, I know this man is different. I know this man is came from God. He understood. But he cannot openly, he can talk out to the public. He doesn't have this much God. So he came to Jesus secretly expressed, I know you come from God. And Gamaliel, if you look at Acts chapter 5, he's a very careful person. He as a teacher and a rabbi, he really thinks wants to see accordingly. And accordingly. So he's a very careful person, very prudent person. And Paul, he's, don't have to explain. So these three persons are amazing. So these three, I'm sure it's not outside of the gate of heaven. So see now the living of the Pharisees. Abide by the tradition, cannot accept the new teachings, emphasize the literal meanings, and see number one, literal meaning and the neglect the spiritual teachings, and abide by tradition. Many good traditions we continue to we can take the good traditions, but at the same time we have to be careful too. So we have to always when we keep the word of God, do not these words I want to share. Joshua chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 7. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servants, command you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have a success wherever you go. He mentioned, do not turn from it to the right or to the left. The human nature is we easily be to the one side, to choose the one side. So, but God doesn't want us to choose the one side. God knows our weakness. So God asks us to be prudent ourselves, to well balance ourselves, to make the right way to pass, and mention that. So abide by the tradition. We can say, instead of the abide by the truth in the Bible, yeah. So tradition, maybe first 5 years is good, but it turned to be bad the next 5 years. So you have to be careful too. So tradition, once we have a tradition, we have to keep evaluate. So make sure. Stay in the right way. So do not just follow because we have to do. True Jesus Church member, we should do it. No. True Jesus Church member, follow according to the Bible. This is important things. So it's not a true Jesus Church members follow what minister says. No. True Jesus Church members follow according to the Bible. Then we can be saved. Yeah. Emphasize the literal meanings and neglect the spiritual meaning. Bible is the word of God. We do not take it as just word itself, but we need inspiration of God so that we can find the inner meaning so that when we look at the word of God, we can balance out. It makes sense to us. But if we do not have the helping of the wisdom of God, then we just literally goes in that maybe have a misled it too. A, B, C, D says a holy Sabbath, wash hands before meal, fasting, sinners, and sin itself. Pharisees always wash their hands. It's good. Before you go to meal, you have to wash your hands. It's nothing to do with the kingdom of God. So you wash your hands, okay? And the Holy Sabbath, fasting. I'm sure because by this NYTS, your standard, you all know the meaning of fasting, so don't have to explain anymore. And then they mentioned that they do not know Jesus too. They do not know Jesus, criticized and slandered Jesus, casting out the demon, forgiving sin, teaching of Jesus, the healing of sickness. How come the Pharisees, they do not give him any credit? I just still surprised. This is still perplexing my mind. They know the scriptures. They can see the one doing all this, and they pinpoint when Jesus is casting out the demons by the power of Baal, you know, power of the Satan is possible. This is, it's hard to understand. That's how that much their spiritual eyes is closed. They tempted Jesus to find the reason to accuse him. We know this one. So many times, every time they bring something to make set up, set something to put him into the troubles, and that's what they're doing. If you are a good person, if you are a righteous person, you never done to other people. Even other people harm to you, you never harm back to the persons. But what they have done is trying to put him into the trap. You can tell how wicked their heart, you know. So divorcing the wife and paying tax and adulterous woman, John chapter, all this is mentioned about the trying to that Jesus put him into trouble to get rid of him. How the religious leader can do that, it's hard to understand. But they did it. Five here says that rejected the counsel of God, greed, self-righteousness, judged by people's outward appearance. Reject the counsel of God, greed. They have a greedy. God, Jesus pointed out them that they are greedy hearted. Greed is one of the problems. Anyway, just not enough time, so we'll go on. All of the Pharisees, let's look at the Matthew chapter 23. How many alls here? Woe to you, you know, Jesus mentioned, how many all here? I think Matthew is a very, very inspired and very, very, seven of them, just put it here, right down here, seven of them. And a perfect number to cursing enough them, enough cursing them. Verse 13 says, but woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from man, for you do not enter in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are enter to go in. And they're trying to bother other people. Any people come into the kingdom of God, no, don't come here. So go somewhere, then go to hell. So it's, they cannot get in because they're outside of the gates. So let the people, do not let them in, but let them stay outside. That's a hypocrisy. One and two and three. I think the first and second one is just passed. And third one is verse 16. Woe to you, blind guide, who say whatever, whoever swear by the temple, that is nothing. But whoever swear by the gold of the temple, he is obligated. Their interpretations, and this much they already corrupted. Verse 17, you fool and blind man, which is the more important, the gold or the temple? The sanctify the gold. Yeah. So they have this seeking for the material things, the greedy heart, that turn out to be the person like this ways. That's okay. This is very negative. So we should not follow the Pharisees' way, and we are not. We follow the Jesus. We do not follow the Pharisees. Yeah. And then the last one, 11, the fulfillment of the heavenly kingdom, the coming of Jesus. Well, before we go, I'd like to read the Matthew chapter 23, verse Chapter 23, verse 23. Before we go on. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe the mint and the dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, just and the mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. So let us remind that we need to have a justice and mercy and faithfulness, or combination together, do to others what they have done too. 11, the fulfillment of the heavenly kingdom, the coming of Jesus, prophecy of the coming of Jesus. We know the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When Jesus mentioned about this is the coming of Jesus, the second coming. When the day of like a second coming is like a Noah times. Let's turn to just example. Pick up the three, Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. Oh, we're supposed to finish 20. Yeah, just one verse and finish. 24 verse 37. For the coming of Son of Man will be just like the day of Noah. We have to remember this word. Because the time of Noah, there's nothing happened until the day the rain come down, flood came down. So day of coming, here's a second coming of to this world. Same thing like this. Just peaceful day, just like us, just like every day. But his coming just suddenly come to this world. We'll continue to this afternoon. I'd like to continue to focus on the Lord's Prayer and the rest of them for finish up this 12 hours. Let's kneel down, pray together.